Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 206. Time to talk to our buddy Brad Young, attorney at law. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave. Don't use such good bumper music because I was here desk drumming.
You dig it?
Oh, it's great. You got great bumper music.
Little president of the United States. Yeah, we grew up in a great era for music, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And, you know, back when I had hair, I was drumming in a rock band. But
nice.
Not a lot of call for bald drummers these days.
Oh, I don't know. I disagree with that. I think it's the era of the bald drummer.
What if you guys did your own band and called it the Bald Drummers?
Called it the Bald Eagles. We'll be a tribute band.
That would be good.
That's a really good idea.
Get Jeff Faulkner in there.
Oh, sure.
PJ from Lost Parade. We're set. So I just did like a 20-minute diatribe, basically, Brad, about the Epstein thing. Without doing it again, I kind of went back to first semester of law school and talked about how, like, Carolyn Leavitt saying, this is proof of nothing except that Donald Trump did nothing. And I'm like, let's just get our term straight. Like, and in my analogy, and please feel free to disagree, you have evidence, which are little bricks that build a wall that represents proof. That whether you're trying to decide if your kid's smoking pot or your wife's cheating on you or the president is dirty, you put together the bricks of evidence, which we're getting them all the time, and you analyze whether these bricks are believable or not. And if you get enough bricks that you become convinced, that now constitutes proof. And I was just talking about, let's stop talking about, I hate Trump and he's a pedophile, or he's the greatest man who ever lived and he would never even look at another woman. Let's just look at what we know and what we don't know. And that's kind of the discussion we had.
Well, your analysis is 100% correct, Dave. But the question, though, you didn't ask in as you laid that out is proof of what? And I guess that's really what, as I'm looking at Epstein, I see even with the emails that were released, we have proof in here that, number one, that Trump had knowledge of what Epstein was doing.
Yeah.
There's even a reference of our little secret. So he knew, and I really think that's irrefutable, he knew what Epstein was doing, number one. But if you're asking about is he guilty of being with underage girls, I think the answer to that is we still don't have any evidence of that.
Agreed.
So that's really the part of it is a lot of times we have guilt by association, right? If I can show that you were in the same neighborhood as where a crime was committed, then I can argue that you were involved with a crime. In this instance, I think that there's clear knowledge or clear evidence, rather, that Trump was aware of it. But number one, I don't know if he had a duty to do something about it.
Right.
Number one, by the time he became president, at least by all accounts, Epstein's actions were either no longer going on or were at the point of I don't want to say petering out, right? But at this point, what are we thinking that Trump is guilty of? If it's knowledge, yeah, I think he's guilty. If it's pedophilia, I don't think it proves that.
Yeah, and it's such an interesting concept because as lawyers, we're used to a standard of proof for a judge or a jury, a trier of fact. And whether you like the court of public opinion or not, it is a real thing that everyone is involved with. And I think it is valid that even if you can't prove that Donald Trump is a pedophile, you can look at the bricks of evidence as a citizen and go, not for me. This guy's not for me. And I think that's where we are now. And what I find so intellectually offensive is the way that most Republicans and conservative pundits are handling this. And I believe they're handling it as if everyone else is stupid. It's a hoax. Nothing to see here.
That is just the worst way to handle this. You know, I said on your show 6 months ago, I said that the best way for Trump to handle this would be to let everything out.
Amen.
All right? Rip the Band-Aid. Because otherwise we're going to have this trickle, drip, drip situation where every time new stuff comes out, then it's a big kerfuffle in the media and it raises issues about his character to the extent there are any ongoing issues about his character. And so the best way to do it from a PR standpoint would have been to release everything. You're already the president. You can't be I guess you could be impeached, but you can't be, you don't have to worry about running for re-election. So get it all out there and then have it in the rearview mirror. But he didn't do that because I think ego gets in the way of doing that. And now we're facing the consequences of that decision.
Yeah. And someone refraining from taking an action is not evidence in and of itself. But as a smart person who doesn't have to check their brain at the door, I think you can look at it, and we were just talking about before you came on, we know that Republicans hate Democrats and vice versa, at least the political class, and they're always trying to get the other one. It's like playing a game of tennis, and oh, you overran to the left, I'm going to stroke it down the right. If there really was nothing to see here, wouldn't the absolute boss move be to suck the Democrats in, get them into a lather, and then go release everything, and they're going to look so stupid? But he's calling Boebert and trying to convince her to vote no, and calling other people trying to convince him to vote no. And Rachel, non-lawyer, asked the most salient question of all last segment. What has changed between the campaign when he said, absolutely, we'll release the Epstein files? What has changed since then?
What has changed is that in typical narcissistic fashion, narcissists just say things and then later they don't correct it. They just deny that they said it or change the subject. And that's really what you've got here. He just made an off the cuff statement that he really shouldn't have made. But then I also look at the absence of evidence as being evidence. And this was information that the Biden administration had. During their 4 years, they knew he was going to run for president. They knew he was going to be on the ticket. I also like to think if there was a, quote, smoking gun, unquote, that would have been released during the Biden administration, and it wasn't. So I think this really goes to a character flaw where Trump doesn't want anything coming out that may look bad, which, again, doesn't solve the PR problem, which would have been solved had he just released everything at the beginning of his term, and then we wouldn't even be talking about it.
I totally agree. I think that if there really was a smoking gun, we would probably know one way or another. My best guess, if I had to bet my own $10, is there are dozens more of this level of email and such. Mm-hmm. But if there was a smoking gun email, photograph, whatever, I would be shocked.
Yes. Yeah. And the worst thing that's in these emails that just came out is that according to himself, Epstein, he says that Trump spent hours with Virginia Giuffre. And yet at that point, he was also a former employee. It doesn't suggest he was doing anything wrong, obscene, illegal, or immoral. So there's really only innuendo here, which would all be solved if we just would have let everything out months ago.
Hmm. And go ahead, Rich.
Former employee of the Mar-a-Lago spa, correct?
Yes,
correct.
As a teenager.
Jeffrey, yes.
Yeah. As a teenager.
Yeah.
Why would someone at Donald Trump's level of power be having a sit-down conversation with a 16-year-old that used to work at his spa? Anybody else think that's a little strange?
Did at that time work at Mar-a-Lago. But even
until she got poached.
Right, but, even,
but they're like meeting up later to talk about, like, what would they have to talk about?
I don't know.
We don't know that.
Yeah.
We don't know that. It does seem a little odd, but it doesn't seem like in the nature of these emails, it seems to me like if there was something something here that he shouldn't have been doing, that would have been spelled out in the emails.
I guess my question is, what would the circumstance be to where those two would meet up and have a conversation?
A non-weird reason.
I could see something like this because she was at Epstein's house, and I can see Trump being there saying, look how important I am. Look how great I am. You shouldn't have left me when you used to work at Mar-a-Lago because everything's great. Everything's fantastic. You know, I could see him just using that as an opportunity to talk about how great he is and how she missed the boat by jumping ship from the Trump organization and then working for the Epstein organization.
Now, if
I just see that.
If I read an excerpt from the book. I haven't read the book, but there was an excerpt, maybe Salon.com, something like that, where by her description, she was trained or recruited into something by Ghislaine Maxwell, but she was already working at Mar-a-Lago when that happened, from the way it was described.
Correct.
Right.
That's what we understand.
Speaking of Ghislaine Maxwell, Brad, I'm interested in your thoughts on this. Can you imagine if you were counsel to the president and he said to you, hey, here's my idea. I'm going to send Todd Blanche, my personal lawyer, who everyone knows is my personal lawyer, to the prison where Ghislaine Maxwell is and have him interview her. And then about 3 weeks after that, we're going to move her to a way better prison where she gets all of these Right?
That's like the worst advice ever, okay? Because the appearance of impropriety is all over the place. When you send your personal lawyer to talk to somebody and they magically say, oh, Trump is fine, he didn't do anything wrong, and then she gets moved, you know, to a corporate luxury prison situation. It all looks terrible. And that's really something that Trump can't manage, I think, because ego gets in the way.
This is a question for the lawyers, because you guys, obviously, I have no idea about this. What typically leads to a convicted felon getting preferential treatment?
Brad?
That's a good question. Typically, what you see is that a convicted felon will get some sort of preferential treatment once they provide evidence. And I think, Wheels, this is where you're going with this.
Yes, this is why I'm asking you.
I mean, Stevie Wonder can see where you're going with this. But I think what you're saying here is that if a prisoner gives favorable evidence to a prosecution, then they can get a better situation. They get, you know, two helpings of mashed potatoes instead of one.
Yeah, but in this case, this is a person that's already convicted, right? This isn't in the process of going through the trial. This is a person convicted of sex trafficking. That is the specific charge that Ghislaine Maxwell is convicted of, felony sex trafficking for 20 years. So to get preferential treatment after already being convicted, that would typically mean that person gives somebody something.
Correct.
You don't just get gifts if you're a convicted felon.
Right. But then the innuendo here, and listen, you guys have known me long enough. I'm not arguing in support of Donald Trump.
No, no.
I'm just trying to look at the evidence from a dispassionate viewpoint. And at this point, you don't know whether she was saying, I can testify and I can say publicly that Trump did nothing wrong because it's absolutely true.
Right.
But I'm not going to say that until you give me something. Or the other side is Trump's as dirty can be, but I will provide him an alibi if you give me a better jail situation. Both of those have an equal chance of being true. And in fact, again, I don't like Trump and I don't argue for him, but looking at the evidence, there is no smoking gun evidence. And so that would seem to suggest that validates what Ghislaine Maxwell said when she said, I never saw him do anything wrong.
And I wanted to follow up with that just to keep that line of questioning for a second. Sorry, I'm not trying to be a lawyer, but if you're looking at it in no matter what she's saying, why is it under the table? Why is there no kind of agreement if this is a legal proceeding. So you get what I'm saying, right? If there's a deal right. made, if I make a deal, if I'm accused of a crime and I say, I can get you the bigger fish, I can get you the boss of the family instead of me, I'm just a capo. There's a written agreement that says, I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to get for what I did. Why right. is there no record of any of that?
Boy, there's a great answer to that. And the great answer is this. There's no pending. I mean, she's got an appeal writ of cert in front of the Supreme Court that's going to go absolutely nowhere. So there's no ongoing legal proceeding where that would have to be disclosed. Like, for example, if a prisoner testifies at the trial, then the defense has an opportunity to find out what you got in exchange for your testimony. But there's no ongoing criminal proceeding here. She's already been convicted. The only thing on the table is a pardon. And the Constitution gives unfettered pardon power to the president. And so it doesn't require documentation. It doesn't require validation. It doesn't even require it to make sense. Mm-hmm. He could just pardon her for whatever reason, and the Constitution gives that power to the president. That's why there's no documentation.
Brad, one last quick question. If Donald Trump makes it through this, through his 4 years, and then commuted or pardoned Ghislaine Maxwell on his last day in office, would that blow it up for you?
80% yes.
Okay.
I would still have some lingering doubts in the absence of corroborating evidence that Trump, that there's some smoking gun where he did something wrong. But if he pardons her as he walks out the door, I think that's part and parcel evidence that there was an agreement for her to speak favorably on his behalf.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
My pleasure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
She's love, she's love, she's in my head.
Welcome back, DGS. It is National World Kindness Day.
That's nice.
And National Hug a Musician Day.
Every day's a day.
Every day's a day.
Ain't that the truth?
According to a new study, shouting at seagulls does make them more likely to leave your food alone.
That makes sense.
Who is funding these studies?
Are they just standing out on the boardwalk asking people?
Yeah.
Hey, when you yelled at it, did it go away?
Did it go away?
Yeah, it did. Funny how that works.
List of careers that are often unfairly villainized. HR workers.
Yeah, they got a bad deal.
Teachers.
Teachers are villainized? Well, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, they are.
Customer service reps.
Yeah.
Dentists.
Aw.
Attorneys.
I think they're doing just
fine. Until you need one.
Parking enforcement.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I will not be taking up for the parking enforcement people. Sorry, I know you're just doing your job, but it's very annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the last ever U.S. penny was minted in Philadelphia.
All right.
R.A.P. to the penny.
It is time.
It is crazy that we are still doing that.
Yeah, I agree. President Trump directed the Treasury Department to stop making them because pennies cost about a nickel to make.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
What are we doing? We're making a thing that nobody cares about. You just throw them in your little, your little ashtray in your car because you don't have really ashtrays in there. You just throw them in your car and then they sit there for years.
That's it.
And it seems like we have plenty of them. And we can always make them again if we need to, right?
Yeah, but definitely not for 5 cents on the penny.
Do we have 20 seconds here, H?
Yeah.
Everything that Elon Musk could buy if he gets his $1 trillion, 1,500 Shohei Ohtanis, every single car sold in the United States this year, 10,000 Starbucks CEOs, 350 skyscrapers, the entire Ivy League five times over, or give every single person in the United States $3,000.
I vote for that one.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. DG Ask 234. Going to show the stream. John Boyardi's new book.
It's official.
Entrepreneur Playbook. He only brought two copies.
I know.
We're going to have to fight over these.
I mean, there's a government shutdown, so, you know, it affects everything.
Well, you come back in a year and you see who's more successful. You know who read the book and who didn't.
There you go.
So how are things?
Things are great. Things are busy.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
So I wanted to clarify with you, because obviously I'm doing live endorsements for you.
Yes.
And although I know you very well, sometimes I feel like I'm doing them wrong. And what I said today was there are all sorts of financial guys. There are annuity guys. There are whole life guys. There are stock guys. And all of those guys are appropriate for someone.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really the guy you are.
Correct. What I would say is E3 as a firm, we have advisors that provide those types of solutions to individuals, families, and they do it very well. And that was a business that I got in 30 years ago.
Sure.
That's how I built E3 with
my
partners.
Started.
Yep. What I would say is my passion probably for the last 6 or 7 years has been working with business owners, entrepreneurs, entrepreneurial-minded people. So it's not that isn't me, but if I have a certain amount of time and a certain amount of energy to put towards something, I'm going to put it towards entrepreneurs because the more I work with them, the more energy I get back because they're doing a lot of things right, but then the things that they're not doing right that they would love to figure out to do right, they're trying to find advisors to help them with that. And the pool is very shallow in the advisor pool there where they can go and say, okay, you get me. You understand me as an entrepreneur. You think like me. So when you give me a strategy, you're going to give me a strategy based on what you think is in my best interest, not what you do. You know, as the accountant, I'm just going to keep you in my box, not because I think the box is good for you, but that's where I live. I live in the box.
I know the box.
So that's what you're going to do. You're going to stay in this box. Where the entrepreneur's like, no, I don't want to be in the box because the box is making me pay 30% in taxes. I don't know if my assets are structured properly. I don't know if I have the right entities. I might want to sell my business in 5 years, 10 years. Like, am I doing it right? I mean, yes, I'm making money. I'm trying to keep my employees happy. I'm trying to keep my customers happy. Like, I would like to know if all this hard work is worth it or, yeah, I'm making a lot of money, but I still got to worry about inflation. I still got to put my kids through school. Like, I've got the same concerns that everybody else has. Maybe I have more money, but as, you know, Biggie Smalls said, more money, more problems. So it's real.
So something I've never asked you, and clearly something I don't understand, is if I'm making $800,000 a year and I'm a W-2 employee and I've got a tax guy and every year he does my taxes and I go on to the next year. Mm-hmm. And Kevin is making 800 grand a year, but he's an entrepreneur.
Yep.
Are we both in similar positions and I'm just sort of missing the boat?
Well, what I would say is, depending on what Kevin's doing within his business and then outside of his business, he has more opportunity to improve his tax and wealth situation because the tax code is written in a way that if you are entrepreneurial or you are a business owner, you have more incentives. So it's not that financially you're better or worse off. It's my playbook is bigger. I have more plays I can run. So I always say,
is that a good thing?
I think it is, because if you tell me there's incentives for me to invest and put money to work in the economy and my benefit is I'm going to save on taxes or I'm going to control my financial situation better, I would rather live in a world where I have more options, not less. Now, some people say, well, it's confusing. There's too much stuff. So I don't want to mess with that. Okay, that's fine. The clients we work with, they want to
know mess with it.
All their options, because they've lived in the world where they don't get educated about the options and they know what that is. It's frustrating. And also, too, by the way, people look at them and say, oh, well, you're a successful business owner. You got nothing to worry about. Meanwhile, they're trying to, yeah, I got to make payroll. I got to keep my clients happy. I'm worried about, I get sued because of patent infringement or whatever else. And they're like, yeah, you think I have it easy. You have no idea what it took me to get to this position. And now all of a sudden something could go awry and now it's all at risk. They don't want that, right? They want the assurity that, okay, I'm doing the right things in all facets of my financial situation. And the taxes are one of the biggest area we can add value first, right? That's where it starts. And then from there, you can kind of stack the strategies to benefit them over the long term.
So for someone who is making $800,000 as a W-2 employee, are you really no different than someone who's making $80,000? It's just a matter of number?
No, because at that tax bracket, there are other strategies we can also help them with.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, it's just what's available to them. And the more money you are making, you're entering into a tax code where there are more strategies that are available.
Kevin, look at you had a question over there.
I don't understand any of this. I'm in that one group where he's saying the guys that's all a lot and I don't want to think about that. That's my group.
Me too. No, me too.
But I'm also not an entrepreneur. So,
No, I've always said I'm a pretty highly paid W-2 yep. employee who was had to deal with the IRS in about 2004 and had to pay money back because the guy that was doing my taxes got indicted. So I've been there.
Yep. Yeah.
And I tell you what, once you've been spanked by the IRS, once you've sat in that room with them, you're less adventurous.
Yeah, I would my response to that, Dave, would be if you have an educated tax team and that tax team has resources like tax attorneys and other folks, like there's a taxpayer bill of rights that exists to protect taxpayers and say, like, the IRS, just because they're the referee, like, they have to operate under a certain code. So you got to know all of your rights, because the IRS might tell you what you have to do. That doesn't necessarily mean that's the only option you
have.
That's
what happened to me, because we went through the whole meeting and literally this lady just went, what about this expense? No, you don't get that. What about this expense? Okay, you get that. And ended up, okay, you owe the IRS $50,000.
Right.
Wrote a check.
Yep.
Didn't talk to any other professionals because I was so scared.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what we try to say is that fear, if you can replace it with education, then really what you do is you create options and you create confidence that, oh, okay, I'm not saying that our clients don't get letters from the IRS or don't, there aren't questions, but a lot of it has to do with the dysfunction with the IRS. And if you have a tax return that is 250 pages and you have K-1s and all this stuff, yeah, there's a probability you're going to have some questions. Instead of looking at the questions as an inquiry, it's not the Spanish Inquisition. It's just, hey, they got some questions. Well, it's quite possible that somebody's just sitting at a desk and it's like, oh, this thing, oh, we don't know this. All right, send out a letter. And it's correspondence. Instead of the client having to go back and, well, yeah, you got to call the IRS. No. We take care of that. So we talk to the IRS because we speak that language.
Yeah.
And if they say something that we're like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It actually is this.
Yeah.
And this is how we're going to handle it. And if for some reason you're telling me we're incorrect and I'm telling you you're incorrect, then there's a process.
So if Kevin's the IRS agent and I'm the taxpayer and he says, you owe $50,000, and I say, kiss my ass, where does it go? Who makes the decision?
What you would do is you would get your tax person, you give them power of attorney, they would have the conversation with the IRS and they would work through that process. Because the question is, they're saying you owe money. What we're going to ask is, well, why are you saying that? Show us what you changed, because we think the numbers are different. And then it's a process by which you go through to navigate that. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to owe the $50,000, but here's the key thing. When we get a response back from the IRS initially saying you owe $50,000, we're going to be able to look at it and say, no, what they're probably doing is they're misinterpreting this, or they're wanting to change this. So we're going to have better knowledge of why this is happening. And then that way you go in with an educated conversation. You don't let the IRS dictate the conversation. We come back and say, okay, is this why you're doing this? And if so, here's what we think you're missing.
This is the best segment ever. No, this is really great.
Yes.
Like, we have John on because he's a client, but this is such great information. Yeah.
Well, and that is, again, my personal feeling as an entrepreneur. There's a lot of things that I do personally that I talk with clients and they're like, well, no, that's too risky, or, oh, getting into real estate is too, or, you know, everybody looks at something that somebody else is doing and has, you know, their framework or their lens on it. So for us, what we're doing is when we learn so many different things from so many different clients, we can bring those experiences back and kind of help people say, no, we've seen this before.
Yeah.
Or we've had clients do that. Now, yeah, it might be risk. You might be taking more risks than you want to, but also we know clients make money a lot of different ways, like business, owning businesses, owning real estate, stock market investing, commodities. Like, there, you can make money a lot of different ways, and there's a lot of ways in the tax code to save on taxes. But people look at it as a zero-sum game. Like, well, if I'm winning, somebody has to lose. That's not how it works. Like, just because you're saving on taxes, that doesn't mean the IRS is losing money. It's your legal right to pay the least amount of taxes possible. That's the law. So as long as we follow the law and say, okay, well, here's the incentives. Like, we're doing what they say in the tax code. You're going to pay less money. Because somebody else pays more taxes, you didn't cheat the IRS because you're paying less taxes. You just used the playbook. You said, this is what I know I can do because I got the right team.
One final question, since we've been talking about taxes this whole time. Obviously, IRS agents are human beings. They have good days, bad days. Someone's very kind, someone's a jerk. But in general, dealing with the IRS and the agents, do you find them to be, we're going to get you, or are they fairly reasonable?
I think they're overwhelmed. I think a lot of them, and there's been a lot of turnover, I think they're put in a really unfortunate position where you're talking to them about things that they might not have a lot of knowledge on, right? So there's levels, and normally the first people you talk to, answering the phones or answering questions, like what you're talking about, they're probably looking it up in a database to try and figure things out. And when you really get the need to get to somebody who can like answer your questions, it's going to have to go up two or three levels. So you have to have patience and you have to understand that this is a process, right? But you do need to get to a human being who can think logically and work through things. And unfortunately, sometimes that takes a lot of time. And that's where a lot of people, I think, say, well, I don't want to mess with it. So they're like, no, let's just not worry about it. Well, let's just pay our taxes. We have a different mindset on that.
Okay, you can get the Entrepreneur Playbook or talk to John by going to E3 Wealth, the letter E, the number 3, E3Wealth.com. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
When I was young.
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Back gang, DG Aslan, Camo Wax, happy Thursday, 252. We just have a question for you about sports, guys. I understand lawyers. Everyone learns the same thing. Some of them are especially smart, have a special acumen for it, have a talent in the courtroom. They're great communicators. Got it. I understand radio people. You know, like we all do the same thing, but some people are just special. They're especially charming. They're especially smart. They're especially funny. I don't quite get it with sports guys, because it seems to me that everything you know, I could know, right?
Well, I mean, just like if I went to law school, I could know what you know.
Yes. What makes a sports guy special to you? That if I could know everything Gould knows, or everything that Bernie knows, but on any given day, they come out with a take that is superior to mine. You feel me?
Well, it's a mix, and it's going to vary by person, right? It's going to be more like music than anything else, where you're like, I like that band because that band appeals to me for whatever reason, or I like that style of music. So there's some taste to it, right? Because some people love the hot takers. They love the ones that just stir up the stuff and give you something exciting to think about. Other people hate that. So it can vary, right? But you have to have a couple of things, I think, universally. One is you have to have some kind of personality. It can be the yeller. It can be the funny guy. It can be the, you know, I know all the details kind of thing. You got to have some kind of identifiable personality, because that's kind of going to be where people are drawn to you.
Okay, for example, Costas.
Yeah.
What was it about Bob that made him stand out and have this great career?
So aside from the basics, he sounds good.
He's very well spoken, so he can clearly communicate to you the ideas that he's trying to communicate, right? He's great at that. But it's also, and are we, he's not what we are, though. He's a little bit different animal in the sense that he's more play-by-play and interviewer than presenter of opinions, although he will do that as a guest, right? If you bring him on, he's got opinions, and he's great at explaining them. And even if you might disagree with the premise, you see where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's got a really good base of knowledge. So you've got to start with that. You got to do your homework. And your homework as a sports guy is you've got to watch games. You've got to talk to people that play the games if you didn't yourself. And even if you did play, you still need to talk to people that are doing it now, yeah, as opposed to doing it whenever it was that you did it.
Speaking of Costas, we can now announce this. It's been sort of secret up until now. But next Thursday, I believe, is November 20th, 11:20 a.m. It's KMOX Day.
Yeah.
And every year we celebrate it. This year happens to be our 100th anniversary, which is Christmas Eve coming up. And so all day next Thursday, we're blowing out the schedule and we are mixing and matching talent during their normal times. For example, I will be on next Thursday from 10 to noon, co-hosting that hour with Charlie Brennan, presenting Bob Costas.
Oh,
and then
how much is he hanging out for that?
I think he'll be on for about an hour and a half of that.
Oh my God.
I know.
That'd be great.
I know. And then Wheels will be hosting a couple of hours. Debbie, you know, like all the usual suspects. But it should be a way, especially for those of you who are into KMOX, who are my age or older, bringing back a lot of the OGs. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So, great. I've seen the list.
Pretty impressive.
It's a hell of a list.
Deerdorf and Ann and just like
Joe Buck will be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yep. And a lot of names that you'll recognize from people that obviously all of those people at some point worked here, but even others more recently.
Yes.
Like you mentioned, Charlie, he's going to be a big part of it. You know, yes. The list is crazy cool.
So that's crazy coming up cool. Next Thursday.
Good. You should ask Bob that question you asked me.
Yeah, I think I will.
Yeah. He's one of the originals. So, you know, he's one of the guys that kind of helped. I wouldn't say originals, but he's of that time where,
yeah,
what we do a lot now is based on the work that those guys were doing in that era.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.